Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic.
Yes.
We are your host. We are your hosts, Graham K.
And we are Kirk Smith.
That's our new verbiage. we are two comedians who are not autistic, but this is the Comedian's Guide to Autism because we both have autistic family members. I've got an autistic adult brother who is in his 30s and on the higher end somewhere, and Kirk has a son who's severely autistic.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd say so. My son's turning 19 in a few weeks, and he is on the severe end of the spectrum. No other way to describe it.
Well, our regular listeners know that. We just do that blurb for the people who decided to start at episode 115, whatever it is. It's been, it's been a fun. We're gonna do a week in review. I'm gonna do my brother first, I guess. He's doing great. He had his year checkup with the doctor. Now we all remember last year he went to the doctor.
That's right. Told him he was a little chubby. I remember.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just been a year long thing where my brother has been talking about how he's like, you know, getting back in shape, and he's like really vain, and you know, the way you can get to him is not by saying the food's bad for you, it's by you're gonna get overweight. And he's like, oh no. And the, you know, our doctor was like, you're getting fat. And he spent all week, or like all year, working out, but then, you know, he's been slipping up.
Uh-oh.
You know, he hasn't been doing it as much.
Pretty normal. Yeah.
And for the past few months, and my mother was like, he's gaining a lot of weight, you know, and he's not fitting in his shirts anymore. And and then my mom was like, so it's funny that she said that. And then I was like, oh yeah, Peter just mentioned out of the blue yesterday when we talked that he went swimming. And I was like, that's rare, because he hates the pool.
You were saying he used to love it when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And now he hates it.
So I talked to my brother. The timeline is, I talked to my brother. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm doing great. You know, I went to the pool today. Started to switch it up, you know, work out,
nice.
You know? I was like, great. That's amazing. What initiative. Then my mom talks to me the next day and is like, I told him he was fat. And he's like, oh.
There you go.
I'm like, I see. And, well, she didn't say, you know, you're fat. She says, you know, you're getting a little bigger, Peter. You're not fitting in your shirts, whatever her language is. And then I'm like, okay, I get it. And so today was the big checkup with the doctor. My mother was like, you know, be prepared. We're going to have a big talk with Peter, because she's going to say that he's gained weight,
right,
and he's going to be sad and depressed, and we're going to be, you know, like, no, you did a great job. You just got to get back on it, you know, you're drinking too many beers and all this stuff. And we're like, okay, I'm prepped, Mom, you know. And then so I get an email from my mother today going, she goes, I was sure she'd read him the riot act because he seems chubbier. Well, over the year, he lost a whole 2 pounds, so he thinks all is great. The rest is just hilarious. So he writes, my brother wrote to my mom, okay, Mom, and even if I don't drink sodas, it means I don't drink from the pop cans or pop bottles anymore, so I can also be able to mean I certainly don't drink pop anymore, only because this very nice choice got made while we were still in October 2017. Love, Peter. P.S. I especially don't think about eating too many snacks. Well, maybe they can still be very nice to have for once in a while, but no more than once in a while. From your great healthy son, Peter. And then he wrote, Mom, it sure went very well with her, Dr. Comerton. So today was when she said, I lost 2 great pounds as soon as I was finished with reminding her about how I exercised during this great past whole weekend. So it means I certainly didn't get a chubby reminder from Dr. Comerton. Love, Peter. A chubby reminder. Oh, yeah. And my mom was, well, that's great. Just keep exercising, don't drink sodas, and eat too many snacks, love mom. And then my brother wrote that last one, the first one I read. So, yeah, big drama over at my
2 pounds.
Two pounds
over 12 months.
And I guarantee he had lost a bunch, or he was. I guarantee he was like way,
down 10
way,
or something.
Way, he was for sure down 10. And then he gained like 15 back. And then my mom was like, you're gaining weight. And then over the past week, he's like trimmed down, you know, like 5 or 3 or something. And like he just...
I think it's an ongoing thing though for some people. You just keep, just keep pushing through.
Well, that's what I said to my mom. I was like, look, you know, in the grand scheme of things, he's not getting any bigger. And he has, if anything, he's lost a couple pounds this year.
You're on his side. If anything, he's lost 2 pounds.
When you're in your 30s, from like the age of like 25 to like, they say from like 25 to 50, the average person gains a pound a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Something like that, yeah.
And he's in the thick of that, you know, and he's lost 2 pounds.
That's great.
You know what I mean? He's at least stopped it. As long as he stays like this forever, that's fine.
If he loses 2 pounds a year in his 40s, he'll be fine.
Or if he just stays and goes up and down all year, as long as in the end he's okay. I mean, you know, as long as there's a baseline there, I think that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Something is happening. Our doctor said that he was gaining weight and he stopped it. He did do that, you know?
Yeah, my son has struggled with his weight for a long time. And so at this new... As our long-term listeners know, he lives in a special facility. I guess they say facility, a place.
Mm-hmm.
And they lock the fridge. They eat at 7 o'clock, and then there's a physical lock on the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can go yank on it. It's locked. And then, you know, he'll point at it and stuff, and they'll be like, no, you got to wait. And then he loses interest and goes and does something else. And yeah, he's probably lost, let me think. They told me this, 20 kilos. So... 25 pounds. Yeah. A little bit more maybe even now.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the key, right? Self-discipline. If I could just lock the fridge at my house.
You're fine. What are you talking about?
I'm just teasing. I had
you're too poor to buy
New York
food
City.
Anyway.
What's that?
You're too poor to eat food and to buy food anyway. There's no food in
it's all street food. It gives you a tapeworm. So the weight stays off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in New York City this week. I came to do the, they had me out here for a benefit. I did the Special Citizens Futures Unlimited benefit at St. John's Hospital.
That
was fun.
When you say you did it, you mean you did like your hour of...
I did 40
of
minutes.
Comedy, yeah. 40 minutes of comedy, yeah. That's based around being a parent of a child who has autism.
Yeah, and then they did a fundraiser and they raised a bunch of money. They raised a ton of money. So I think the cheapest tickets were like $60 and then they're all up to like $1,000, which is like... Yeah, that's just people being generous. The act's not worth $1,000.
No, they're not. Kirk, I hate to break it to you, they're not giving money because yeah. But it's that's awesome that you got to do that, and it's great.
It was fun, and then we did
good
some books and signed the books and did all that. It was so I'm in New York. So what I was gonna say was so I've been eating a lot of street food. I had the halal, the one on 53rd Street.
No halal in L.A.
The halal guys.
Yeah.
Well, they moved out there, but it may be sick in L.A. Maybe sick here this time. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's me. Yeah. Maybe I'm. You ever eat the halal guys on 53rd Street? That's my favorite.
On 53rd, no.
Yeah. There's always a line.
Oh, with the big smiley face on it.
It's the yellow banner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a smiley face.
There's like a crew of guys there. It's like.
Yeah.
Seriously, like 6 or 7 guys.
Yeah,
like,
they're the famous ones.
Yeah. Some one guy takes the money, one guy does the like the soup Nazi in there. Like one person takes the Nazi, one person takes the money.
Yeah, you said take the Nazi. I've been hearing the word, we've all been hearing the word Nazi so much lately that I just was like, yep, that's normal.
Sure, why not?
2 years ago, if you said the word Nazi, I'd be like, what? But anyway.
So in New York.
So it's on 53rd and it's like on like.
53rd and 6th.
Yeah. Yep, I used to work around there. I know the one.
They've opened a couple several other locations, and in fact, they've expanded to L.A. It's in Koreatown now, in Los Angeles.
And they made you sick.
Yeah, made me sick. So that's quite an endorsement.
Yep.
But
both coasts.
I ate it with somebody, and they did not get sick. So it could be me. I don't know.
You're always bragging about how you have an iron stomach.
I know.
When I would come over to your house to record this podcast in L.A., you'd always have old meat on in the frying pan. And I'd be like, you want some of this meat? I'm like, how old is that? You're like, it's from last night. I'd be like, are you kidding me? And you'd heat it up and eat it. And you'd be like, I got an iron stomach. I'm like, you just eating?
Old meat.
Old meat.
I don't know. I never got sick of it.
I mean, okay.
Doesn't
I love how you just clearly grew up in a third world country.
Doesn't
just,
the fire your kill stomach, all the botulism?
Your stomach is just used to it.
It's old meat. What could go wrong?
A lot.
Send your letters to Graham K.
Yes, send your letters to me. God, you're old.
JJ's doing good. He broke his computer again. So they have hooked up his computer to his television. So I got a cute picture. I'll post it to the Facebook of him with the TV next to his bed. He's like reclining, like flipping through his like, looks like, you know, TVs are in monitors. So
he broke the monitor on his computer, but the computer still works.
Right. The CPU works.
Right.
He broke a whole keyboard.
Yeah.
He broke the screen. But if you hook it up, the CPU inside, the brain still works. So, yeah. So that's what's going on with him. And
And are you guys still talking every day?
Yeah, still talking every day. Today he was...
You're Skyping or whatever?
Yeah. He was jabbering on and on and on. So it's cute. And getting ready to do the... His birthday falls right after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. And so, I'm excited about that. Do a little shopping for him. Do all his shopping for the... For Christmas and birthday, and fly it over to him. That's good service. That's good service when your dad flies
good
in
dad.
Your stuff.
Yeah. So you're going to spend Christmas in Sweden?
No, not Christmas. Beginning of December is his birthday, so I'll go over there for that.
Okay.
Be there for his birthday.
How long?
Just the weekend, like three days, I think, 3 or 4 days. And then I'm in Romania doing a gig, and then right back to the States.
You're in Romania?
Yeah, you got that one-nighter in Bucharest.
Are you seriously doing a show in Bucharest?
Yeah. So if you're in Romania, guys, I'm at Club Mojo.
What?
Right downtown. I was there last year. It was great. It's a great gig. It's all expats. They're very confused.
How did you... And it's feasible to go from Sweden?
Yeah, it's a two-hour flight.
They pay you enough?
Yeah. They pay for the Europe trip, yeah.
Wow. Club Mojo.
Club Mojo. Come see me, guys.
Hilarious. I want to do that.
Let's talk off air. Yeah, for sure. If you want to do it, it's fun. You'll be fine because you're Canadian, so you like adjust your stuff to not America or whatever. It'd be fine.
I want to go to Bucharest. I used to live in Budapest.
Just yeah, down the, I remember.
Down
for
the mob.
Street.
No, not for the mob.
Well, this wasn't it like one of these war profiteering companies? Not the mob.
We ship for the American Army.
I shouldn't say war profiteering. You ship for the American Army. That's a better way of saying it.
And the Canadian government paid me.
Amazing.
And I got fired for calling them war profiteers.
That's what it was. Yeah. I couldn't remember what it was.
Well, they were.
It was something like that.
Yeah, but at least I got to live in Budapest for a year.
Oh, man, Budapest would destroy me. As a single man, Budapest would destroy me.
Yeah. I'm not going to live as long as I should because of that year.
Yeah, perhaps, I'm sure.
No question.
I'm sure that town is the devil.
Yeah.
Beautiful town, beautiful people.
Yeah.
So nice, so much history.
They don't go to bed.
It was spared during the war mostly, so it's still...
No. It got
wasn't
blown.
It?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Prague. Prague was a
you're thinking of Prague, yeah. Budapest, it was the Russians and Germans fought over it. So there's a lot of blowing up going on. There's bullet holes all over the place. There's even bullet holes from 1956 revolution when they tried to kick out the communists.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, little history lesson. But yeah, do you want to do...
This in the news?
In the news!
Yes, this is on spectrumnews.org.
Reputable.
Very.
Never heard of it.
It's about stuff on the spectrum.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah. I did not put two and two together.
I thought you were making a joke.
No, I'm an idiot. I'm actually a dumb guy. Yeah,
I thought you were making a joke. I'm like, yeah, it's Spectrum News.
Well, because there's like all this. There's that fake news. That cable company in LA called Spectrum.
Oh, right.
And I was like, maybe it's them. I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, go on.
Good point. The title of the article is "Portrayals of Autism on Television Don't Showcase the Full Spectrum." If you're a fan of either show, I won't read this whole article. But if you're a fan of either show. If you're a fan of either of the two new television shows that debuted in the United States in September, mm-hmm. one was Atypical
mm-hmm.
on the streaming service Netflix or the quote-unquote Good Doctor on ABC, I've got news for you. You're watching an overly positive depiction of autism that does not reflect the reality for the majority of people on the spectrum.
And I have been reticent to watch those for that reason.
Right.
Can I just say that? Like,
yeah,
people are always like writing us being like, you know, how come you guys haven't reviewed that? People aren't always writing us, actually, just a few.
We probably had 12 people say that, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I
check the news. I check our mail if you can't tell, guys.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know, and I, we probably should. We probably
we're
should.
Going to.
We probably should. But it's just like I look at it and I'm like, this isn't my brother. Why do I need to watch this? Right. This is like some executive was like, this is what autism is. Just like Rain Man, he's a genius. I'm like, where's the part where he takes a dump in a VCR?
Episode 7.
Yeah. Show me that one.
Well, right. The one guy's a brain surgeon, and which is a compelling character, but a far cry from most nonverbal, intellectually disabled adults who struggle to find a job at all. It's a very interesting article. It walks you through the differences. I don't know. I do think it's positive to have these portrayals, because it's almost like,
yes,
because it's almost like saying when they portray different races and be like, well, that one race doesn't represent everybody. Okay, but that's a step in the right direction to have a Hispanic character, to have a African-American character. So I think it's good to have that kind of autistic.
It helps awareness.
But it's a very specific example.
And it is positive portrayals.
But you're right. It's a very specific example.
Mm-hmm. So more with the article.
Okay, back to the article. To the TV-watching public, autism has come to mean the verbal, highly skilled, savant end to the spectrum, because individuals at that end make for interesting characters. In Atypical, the protagonist, Sam's autistic struggle, is in high school, where he faces difficulty in finding a girlfriend, fitting in with popular teens, etc. But Sam never seems to spend any time in a special education classroom, much less in a special school. And the good doctor, Sean, struggles with the stress of being a brilliant surgeon. He's a compelling character, but a far cry from most nonverbal, intellectually disabled adults with autism. Mm-hmm. In The Big Bang Theory, a wildly popular comedy that's been on the air for over 10 years, one of the leading characters, Sheldon, is a scientific genius with Asperger's syndrome-like tendencies, but unlike many teenagers and adults with autism, Sheldon lives with his friends and is engaged to be married. His habit of knocking 3 times on his neighbor's door is seen as cute and endearing. In real life, the stereotypes many adults with autism save the stereotypes that many adults with autism face are severely self-injurious and downright dangerous.
It's tough to read, I know. You're doing great, buddy. You're doing great.
I'm going to read it and translate it directly into Spanish. La palabra autismo se aplica directamente. Es casi sin significado.
You screwed up anyway.
No, that's right. The word autism is applied so broadly as to practically be meaningless. That's what that sentence was in Spanish. In the previous version of Diagnosis and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-4, autistic disorder was defined as a specific cluster of characteristics, including abnormal social interactions and communications, and restricted to a repertoire of activities and interests. So, I mean, it goes on. The article's quite lengthy, but basically it talks about the lack of diversity around the spectrum.
Right. Okay. Well, I totally understand that, and that's sort of what I came down to the conclusion to. But you saw the one on Netflix.
Yeah, I've seen the first 4 episodes. I like it. It's part of the thing is,
wait, what's it called?
Atypical.
Atypical.
You need to watch it, because we need to review it.
Okay.
I like it. Part of the thing is, though, high school's uncomfortable for 99% of us. So it's not like they're focusing a little bit on that, on the uncomfortable interactions and stuff, which is not reserved to autism. It's a pretty broad.
If it is, then I have autism.
Well,
yeah, I do.
This podcast is an intervention.
Oh my. Long con.
Long con. Episode 107, we get the big reveal. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's good, though. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I think it is too. And I didn't mean to like poo-poo it and whatever. It just didn't appeal to me. It reminded me of the time that when my brother was first diagnosed with autism. And I remember my parents went to like a hospital and all this, and then they had the big day where they brought them in and they were like, your son has autism, and then they gave them like VHS tape
to watch
of like what autism is, because we had never heard of it back then. This is like the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I remember watching, it was like someone had died or something, And my mom, it was like very grave, you know. My parents didn't make it grave. It just was like, we have to watch this video about what Peter has. And I was like, oh my God.
I think I understand the thought process behind giving those out, but I think it can be kind of misleading because it implies that this is what your future has to be.
100%. And what happened was, is I remember looking at my dad, and, you know, and it was hosted by the guy who was on MASH, you know, the main doctor, the main character on MASH.
Oh yeah, Alden.
Yeah, geez.
I'm saying it wrong.
No, it's like Alden. Oh God, you guys are listening right now, and you're like, it's this, you dummies. I keep wanting to say Jose Aldo, but that's a MMA guy, Alan Alda. I pulled it out of the brain.
You got it.
Anyway, so it was hosted by him because his son has autism, and it was like, this is what autism is, and it showed like a bunch of different people, and it was like nothing like my brother, and I was confused, and I remember looking at my dad. My dad was just like leaning back, like, this is BS, and he goes, we turned it off. My dad's like, after we watched the whole thing, my dad turned it off. He's like, that's not Peter. That's not my son. I don't know what this is. You know?
Yeah.
And it was different. They showed, to their credit, this, you know, movie that was probably made in, or film that was made in like 1991, probably. It showed different ends of the spectrum for sure. But none of them were my brother, you know?
Right.
And it was kind of, made me feel better because my dad was like, this doesn't mean, we don't know what Peter's limits are. My dad, to his credit especially, my mother too, but more vocally my father, to his credit, have always been like, from the get-go, we don't know what Peter is capable of and not capable of. And that made me feel better.
Right.
And I guess why those TV shows made me feel like that is because it made me feel like when I saw the previews for these two TV shows, it was like, these aren't my brother, so why am I going to watch it? Because it's not part of that part of the spectrum. But I should watch it because I do this podcast, I suppose.
Yeah, you now have homework.
Yeah.
It's your homework for this podcast. Yeah. Hey, guys, we would be interested in hearing from you what your favorite depiction is of autism or the spectrum. What your favorite movie?
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a good request. Send us your we've seen Rain Man, obviously. That's great. We reviewed it. I think it's episode 40 something. Mm-hmm. But if you've got something that's a little off the beaten path that you're like, you know what, I don't know if you thought about this. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Get your notes and your requests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think I've also already seen Rain Man is one of the reasons why I didn't watch it. The one about the doctor. Because I was like, yeah. But anyway, whatever.
I'm going to see it. I loved
Rain Man. There's no reason why I wouldn't love these. You know, I guess Rain Man really reminded me of my brother. I don't know. All right, I'll watch it. Okay, I talked myself into it. That's our episode. It's fun to do this in person. We've been doing it in person.
It's much better in person.
I know. But can you believe that it worked out this way? That it was like L.A. We did a bunch in L.A. And then you came to New York.
Yeah.
We're doing it together in New York. We're back, baby.
We're back.
This is fun. It's good to be in person again. Good to see you, bud. You look well.
I look the same. Same old, same old.
Yeah, you're getting a little older.
Old.
No, you're kidding. You look great. No, but it's great to see you. And folks, if you're new or you haven't done it already, like us on iTunes. Give us a good review if you can. Give us those 5 shiny stars, baby. And also, patreon.com/autastic. $1 per episode. Let's Kirk pay tolls. Eat rotted meat.
Little inside joke. I screwed up the toll situation here, and it cost me $60 to come see Graham today because I'm very disorganized. You know what it's like? It's like an L.A. parking ticket. That's
yeah,
what it is.
And it is, which I did a lot of when I lived in L.A. to park and part around
That's
your house. I got so many tickets. So it's just the world evening out. You know, you're paying a lot to do this podcast. I paid a lot to do this podcast. But it also pays the patreon.com/autastic. Pays for the web hosting services and all that stuff, and we appreciate it. And yeah, it's patreon.com/autastic, and that's it. I'm at Graham KOK on all the social media things. That's at Kirk Smith Comedy over there. And finally, you can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com.
That's it, guys.
That's it, right?
You can do it. Have a great week. We believe in you.
Thanks.